Mac Julian is the president of the Chicago branch of the National Association of Letter Carriers. Welcome to the Lisa Dent Show, Mac. I'm so glad that you put a $50,000 reward out to find the person who attempted to rape one of your letter carriers. And it worked, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Hi, Lisa. How you doing? Thanks for having me on. It was actually the Postal Inspection Service who put out the $50,000 reward, and we appreciate them doing that. It sends a message, we believe, to the severity of offenses like this.
Yeah, and his own family turned him in. And, you know, we were talking about the mayor joining us later. If you want people to talk, if you want people to step up and turn other people in, it just takes money. It really does take money. Money talks. But let's talk about what is happening where we are now being told not to put our mail in drop boxes on Sundays or federal holidays. Why is that?
Yeah, you know, when I first read it, I mean, it took me by surprise as well. It was not something that we were aware of as the, you know, the labor organization representing the carriers. I mean, we actually service those boxes. I can't believe, I know it's not something that we are in favor of, but we do understand that right now that we're going through some unusual times with the, you know, with the uptick in these assaults and robberies of letter carriers for the keys that actually have access to them boxes.
So the United States Postal Service issued the warning, and they didn't tell you as the president of the Chicago branch of the National Association of Letter Carriers?
Well, you know, it wasn't just for Chicago. It was a nationwide thing. And the problem itself is not just restricted to the Chicago area. You know, this check washing scheme or whatever that they're accessing these mailboxes for, be it credit cards or any other items that are in the mail. I think we just need to, you know, we need to get our arms around what is going on and respond to the reality that there are criminals targeting that, and we need to focus on the security of these blue boxes. They, you know, Congress has oversight over the Postal Service, and I'm going to reach out to our congressional representatives because this is, again, something that takes away a certain facet of this for our customers. And I don't believe this is the way to go. I think that we need to do something to secure these mailboxes. I think we need to have more postal police on the streets as we once did in the past. But I don't see this as a long-term answer.
Yeah, because you have one postal employee who, you know, this guy attempts to rape her. You have another who has to lock themselves in the vestibule to, you know, prevent themselves from being attacked. So are you telling me these attacks on postal workers, it's not unique to Chicago? It's happening nationwide?
Oh, no. It's not unique to Chicago. We know that associate in Houston was telling me that he understands that the street value of those keys are $10,000. So they've had those instances happen. I'm actually in the Washington, D.C. area right now, and I know that there's been some happening out here. So, no, it's not restricted to Chicago. This is a ring. And I think once the Postal Inspection Service and the Postal Police, we have more of them on the street, I think we can get our arms around this. But
yeah, and it's not like some neighborhood ring. This
away from the,
Mac,
the
this stuff, seems to be a pretty sophisticated. This is a pretty sophisticated, possibly international ring, don't you think? I mean, this isn't just like neighborhood kids doing this.
No. And, you know, and it's unfortunate because one of the things that I've been putting out, the message that I've been putting out, that these perpetrators of the crime, because, you know, they hear that their street value, you know, they are just stealing the keys to get it into the hands of someone else. They're not realizing, I believe, you know, the severity of the offense that they're involved in. They think, well, I'm just showing a gun. If I don't use it, I get the keys, you know, make $7,000, $10,000. Well, you're committing a federal crime. Just the possession of these keys. We're not even talking about the robbery of the letter carrier or assault or anything. Just the possession of these keys, unlawful possession, is up to 10 years in jail. And these are federal offense. And I think that, unfortunately, a lot of those people who are committing these crimes are not even aware of what they're getting themselves involved with.
I don't think they care. This is Mac Julian, president of the Chicago branch of the National Association of Letter Carriers. Somebody just shouted in all cap letters, said, Lisa, do not put any mail in any mailbox in any day of the week. They went on to say they had a check stolen from Elmwood Park Post Office outside the mailbox last week. Check was totally washed. Fraud was paid,
wow.
Signature, cash the next day. Another person saying the same thing. Our mail isn't safe. Your carriers aren't safe. And you're just saying it's a congressional issue?
Well, they have oversight. I believe that they can assist us in providing a long-term answer to this problem. I mean, it's a reaction. I can understand why the Postal Service is saying this, broader scale, long term, I don't think that's the ultimate solution. I think those boxes need to be secure. We can't take away service from our customers. This is what we do, and whether, you know, is the door-to-door delivery, having access to the Postal Service is a right of every American citizen, and I don't believe that we allow people to take that away from us. We got to figure out a way to fix this.
Thank you so much for joining us, Mac. We appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you, Lisa.
Mac Julian, president of the Chicago branch of the National Association of Letter Carriers.